This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start off this morning by taking a look at the state crop report for the week. There were 3 days that allowed field work for the week ending on April 16th, and statewide, the average temp was about 61 degrees, and that was 10 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 8/10 of an inch, and that was 1/4 inch below normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 4% short, 77% adequate, and 19% surplus. Subsoil moisture rated 7% short, 81% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn planted was up to 6%, but that's still down from the 5-year average of 13%. Winter wheat headed had reached 3%, and winter wheat condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 20% fair, 60% good, and 14% excellent. And those few days that allowed field work allowed at least one farmer to get some corn planted. Today we'll check in with Dave Leonard to see how things are looking in his area of northern Montgomery County.
We're up here east of Farmersville, north of Raymond, however you want to say it, kind of out in the middle of the panhandle. We basically raise corn and soybeans, and that's pretty much it, my wife and I.
Sounds good. How long have you been farming?
All my life. I can't tell you how old I am. That's a secret.
That's okay. So you've got some years of experience then. Kind of want to get an idea of what things look out in the field, what they look like out in the field, and how planting's going, and if you've had a chance to even get started with planting yet.
Yes, we got just a little bit in the ground. Everything kind of started rolling here last week. I told one of my neighbors it's like somebody turned on a switch. There was nothing, and then all of a sudden the roads are full of tractors and spray trucks and everything. But, yeah, everybody got, I think, a pretty good start. We caught about just under an inch of rain right here in my area Saturday night. Sunday morning, and so we're at a standstill right now. A lot of the especially the bean stubble that's going to corn, a lot of crown vetch this year. It seems to be a little more rampant than in the past, so that's slowed things down a little. Some guys have been trying to spray it and deal with it, so but other than that, I would say we got rolling pretty good last week.
Well, sounds good. Do you think that weed pressure is from that mild winter we've had, or what are your thoughts?
Just talking at the coffee shop with all my neighbors and friends, that's pretty well the general consensus, just the mild winter and everything. I, a couple fellas told me just this morning they'd applied some fall herbicide and were having trouble with it breaking through it. So, Yeah, I'd say the mild winter is probably the culprit. And we can't complain about a mild winter, though. I'm township supervisor for Harville Township, and at our last meeting, Bob Matley, our road commissioner, said he never plowed a bit of snow this year at all. So they were just taking the plows off the other day, and so, yeah, that's not all bad.
Yeah, definitely. Makes things a little bit easier on some things. What about moisture? I know we've had a lot of rain, and that's kind of keeping us out of the fields, but do you feel pretty good about there being enough moisture in the ground for the crops?
Right now I do. Back, I would say, there in the middle of March, we had that pretty good warm spell. I think we hit 70 some days, and we were dry, and rain was missing us. A lot of it was going south and north, but missing us right here in Panhandle and 2 or 3 county areas here. It sounds like we're going to have a kind of a wet week, so it may be a while before we get back in, but I think all in all we're in pretty good shape now.
And thanks again to Dave Leonard of Rural Farmersville for that update. In other news, with all this rain we're having, it might keep you out of the field, but you could be testing the water that's draining off the field. Illinois corn-backed water testing sites are up and running across the state, offering free confidential nitrate testing for anyone that brings in a sample. The results represent just a snapshot in time of the nitrate concentration. If an estimate of water volume flow is also available, that data can be interpreted to indicate a total nitrogen loss from the drained acreage. You can find a complete list of Illinois corn-supported water testing sites online at the Illinois Corn Growers website. And as I said already, there's no cost for the testings. The results are not recorded and remain confidential. And the testing program is for farm water, including water coming from tile lines and other water drainage mechanisms, ponds, and streams. But it is not intended for well water or drinking water sources. And a few of those are located near the listening area. There is one at the Christian County Soil and Water Conservation District. They have an open house on the first Tuesday of the month from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So the next one in Christian County is on May 4th. For Macoupin County, there is one also at the Soil and Water Conservation District. They have an open house on the third Thursday of the month from 8 to 4:30. Next one is this week, April 20th, and then they will continue through July. Montgomery County, open house on the second Thursday of the month, 8 a.m. to 4:30 also, and we just missed one last week, so the next one in Montgomery County is May 11th. The water sample should be a volume of at least 8 ounces and taken in a clean container, free of any residual chemicals or detergents. Collect the water sample as close to testing time as possible, or at least within 40 hours, and refrigerate until it's tested. Samples may be frozen and thawed ahead of testing day to accommodate schedules or when the tile is running. In other news, the U.S. Department of Ag wants to move forward with a modernization of pork slaughter. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service last week announced the agency wants to move forward with a system that will focus inspection resources and improve food safety. The effort is supported by the National Pork Producers Council, which says the improvements would increase efficiency and effectiveness of the federal inspection process and allow for the rapid adoption of new food safety technologies in pork slaughter. The National Council says it also has the potential to increase U.S. hog slaughter capacity. Like the system already implemented in the chicken industry, the pork version, also a result of the years-long hazard analysis and critical control points inspection models project, currently has 5 U.S. pork packing plants participating in pilot programs. Enactment of a modernization rule would make the system available to all packers. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.